So here we have it, the great political bake-off. Who's going to rise to the top, if I can put it that way? It's a question which starts many conversations I have about politics at the moment, with the election coming up on the 22nd. There does seem to be genuine concern about who should lead this nation for the next 5 years. The chances are the vacancy will be filled more than adequately. But the situation is not helped by the shyness of candidates to admit, yes, I see myself in that role. Well, next week, the Positive Action Group has put out a bold invitation. Let me quote from it. Having been responsible for electing parliamentary representatives, the public plays no part in the formal process of the election of Chief Minister. It's most likely the choice of nominees for Chief Minister will be made from returning MHKs. One of the first tasks after their swearing-in ceremony, newly elected MHKs will need to consider the election of a Chief Minister. A timetable for the procedures has been published, etc. The 27th of November, the nominees come forward on the 4th of October. The formal election will progress in Tynwald Court. Now, PAG has sent out what's called a preliminary invitation to all candidates seeking re-election that if they are nominated to stand as Chief Minister, those people address a public meeting to explain their policies. Now, this is penciled in for Monday, the 3rd of October, so I said next week, but it's actually in 2 weeks' time, I think it is, Roger Tomlinson from PAG, who's joined me, 3rd of October, starting at 7:30 p.m. at the Manx Legion Club, Market Hill. So this will be basically after the election, after the 22nd of September, when we'll know basically of the 24, we'll know who's actually in there, won't we?
Yes, in this election there are 63 candidates and 17 of those are seeking re-election. Now, our estimation is that the post of Chief Minister will be fulfilled by one of those 17 candidates. And between the election and when the Chief Minister is elected on October the 4th, there's a window of 12 days where certain things has got to happen.
Now, you've sent out invitations. You've actually had, you said, please, will you come, yes or no? And you've actually had some people saying, yes, they will come.
More than half of the ones we contacted, the 17 we contacted, have indicated what they want to do.
This will be after the process of election, after the process on the 22nd of September. In other words, the Manx public will not be told by these people until after the 22nd, until basically, I think, the 4th of October, or when the nominations come forward, who's actually considering themselves to be Chief Minister.
Well, there's a strict timetable, John. The election, as we've said, is on the 22nd. The following Tuesday, on the 27th, they all have a swearing-in ceremony in the Keys, and one of their first tasks will be to nominate their candidates for Chief Minister. Now, our estimation is that any new candidates that are selected on the 22nd will have little idea of who to nominate. Therefore, they won't be nominating the candidates for Chief Minister.
They must know now, though, surely. I mean,
they must know, but it's unlikely politics. With their inexperience that they will do the nomination. So I think, first of all, the nominations have got to come from the 17 or any of the 17 who are re-elected, and that's on the 27th.
Would you agree with me that people before the election are scared? Well, I've got a whole series of words, bashful, diffident, sheepish, about saying they would like to be Chief Minister for fear of what could happen at the polls.
That seems to be a fallacy that's been...
A fallacy?
Well, I think so, because certainly from the responses we've had, people are saying, we understand what you're trying to do, we support what you're trying to do, so we will come to the meeting.
But do people actually see, if they see someone who they think has the ambition to be Chief Minister, do they hold it against them?
Well, I'm not aware of that. I certainly do, and people that I've talked to haven't said that to me. But just to get back to this timetable, John, on the 27th, we know who the candidates who have been nominated will be. On the 29th, which is the Thursday, those candidates have to give their policy statements. It's a written policy statement. They submit it to the Clerk of Tynwald, and on that night, we will know what the policies are, the written policies, are for the people who've been nominated. So 5 days later, we're saying, come to the public, explain those policies, let's hear your body language before you go for the election on October the 4th, which is the formal election in Tynwald by all Tynwald members, not just MHKs.
Basically, you want this webcast if you can. Is that possible?
Well, we're looking into that. We're very inexperienced. Anybody who's been to any of our meetings at the Manx Legion knows that sometimes we do have technical difficulties. So this is somewhat ambitious for us. And it really is. The important thing is that we get the candidates who are standing for Chief Minister to appear on October the 3rd and explain to the nation what their policies are going to be for the next 5 years.
You've never considered standing yourself?
No, I haven't, no.
Can I ask you why? Simply?
I'm passionate about politics, but I think that my age and my inexperience when I first came to the island meant that so far, and I don't think it's going to happen in the next few years, so far I've got to remain a political commentator, if you like.
Right, the choice for Chief Minister, that's 7:30pm, Monday the 3rd of October, at the usual place, Manx Legion Club, Market Hill in Douglas, a PAG public meeting. All, of course, welcome.